Picture this: a toddler climbs trees fearlessly, an adult swims with sharks, jumps from planes, and travels through Europe with an infant strapped to her back while her soldier husband serves in Iraq. Fast forward to age 40, and this same adventurer now drives a station wagon and attends PTA meetings. This transformation isn't unusual. Many of us shift from embracing uncertainty to avoiding it as we age. Yet research reveals that calculated risk-taking remains essential for growth and fulfillment throughout our lives. Risk isn't just about extreme sports or financial gambles. It's fundamental to human experience, woven into our daily decisions. Understanding the science behind risk-taking can transform how we approach life's uncertainties, helping us distinguish between foolish dangers and necessary challenges that lead to growth. When software developer Michelle contemplated leaving her secure corporate job for an exciting startup across the country, her brain engaged in a sophisticated risk assessment through what scientists called the mesocortical limbic pathway. This neural circuit works like a complex probability calculator with three key components working in harmony. The basal ganglia, our reptilian brain, drives fundamental desires for food, sex, companionship, and status. Balancing this is the prefrontal cortex, our brain's executive control center, providing the crucial power of no. The limbic system integrates emotion and past experience, helping calculate the subjective value of potential rewards. This circuit doesn't just help us decide, it's a powerful learning mechanism. Unexpected rewards trigger significant dopamine releases that strengthen neural connections and accelerate learning. This explains why risk-taking enhances growth. Without pushing beyond your comfort zone, you miss the dopamine surge that strengthens learning signals. As neuroscientist Michael Frank explains, sticking with the status quo makes it hard to learn and improve at anything. Risk fundamentally changes expectation levels, creating the neurological conditions necessary for growth. Andy Frankenberger transitioned from Wall Street trader to professional poker champion, displaying extraordinary risk intelligence in both arenas. The DRD4 gene, sometimes called the risk gene, influences risk-taking by regulating dopamine flow through our brain's decision circuits. The 7R+ variant affects how we weigh rewards against potential negatives, potentially explaining why some people naturally gravitate toward uncertainty. Evolutionary biologists suggest this variant was selected during human migrations from Africa as impulsivity and novelty-seeking helped our ancestors discover new resources. Yet genetics only tells part of the story. Behaviors result from complex biology-environment interactions, and our prefrontal cortices provide a cognitive override regardless of genetic predisposition. As researcher Justin Lum explains, we all have urges. Some people just have biology that requires them to put on more brakes than others. Genetic variants mean our perceived realities and risk responses differ, but don't dictate our choices. Even the author, despite her adventurous past, lacks the 7R+ DRD4 variant, illustrating that genetic contributions are probabilistic, not deterministic. Imagine your ideal risk taker. Did you picture a man? Cultural assumptions and some research suggest biological sex differences influence risk behaviors, with testosterone playing a significant role. Harvard researchers found stock traders showed their greatest profits on days when their testosterone was elevated. Yet women take plenty of risks, just in different domains than men. They're more likely to take social risks, like bringing up unpopular issues or changing careers later in life. As gender roles shift, women increasingly take significant risks in previously male-dominated fields. Age dramatically affects risk calculation. Teenagers like Jonathan, an 18-year-old star student and athlete, engage in weekend drinking and unprotected sex despite intellectually understanding the dangers. Research shows teen brains process risks similarly to adults, but with dramatically heightened reward center activity. Abigail Bard studies reveal that teens lack the automatic gut-feeling responses that help adults quickly identify dangerous situations. Risk-taking naturally declines as we age due to both biological maturation of the prefrontal cortex and accumulated life experience, though sometimes adults become too risk-averse, potentially missing valuable opportunities. Steph Davis seems fearless as she free solos 1,000-foot rock walls without ropes before parachuting off. Yet, despite her extreme activities, Davis is extraordinarily mindful about her risks. She didn't attempt free climbing El Capitan's challenging freerider route on a whim. She spent 2 seasons learning its nuances and preparing physically. This exemplifies deliberate practice, working at the edge of your abilities where failure is common but improvement is rapid. This intensive preparation creates neurological benefits, sharpened motor skills, activation of the brain's action observation network, and the ability to chunk complex movements into automatic sequences. When basic movements become second nature, your attention can focus on critical variables rather than fundamentals. Michael Posner explains that expertise allows you to deploy your attention faster and in a different way, anticipating what comes next based on accumulated experience. This creates intuition, not mystical awareness, but unconscious pattern matching that maps past experiences onto current situations, allowing you to recognize dangers and opportunities others might miss. Military spouse Christina Kaufman took an enormous social risk by publishing a Washington Post editorial criticizing how the Army was failing military families, breaking protocol, but feeling compelled to speak out about families suffering from domestic violence and suicide. Her story illustrates how our social connections fundamentally shape our risk calculations. Temple University researchers found that teenagers showed similar driving patterns to adults when alone, but took significantly more risks when friends were watching, with brain scans revealing heightened activation in reward processing regions. Even adults aren't immune to social influence. Groupthink occurs when a cohesive group's desire for unanimity overrides realistic appraisal of alternatives, making groups either more risk-seeking or risk-averse, depending on their leader's attitude. Family considerations and romantic interests also powerfully influence risk decisions. At a Brisbane skate park, male skateboarders attempted more difficult tricks with fewer aborted attempts when recorded by an attractive female rather than a male experimenter, with testosterone levels spiking significantly and diminishing the calculating capability of the prefrontal cortex. Risk permeates every decision we make daily. Few choices come with guarantees. And treating risk as extraordinary only makes it unnecessarily frightening. We're all natural risk takers. Neuroscientist Mauricio Delgado explains that risk taking is simply normal decision making, exploring alternatives, and learning from experiences to make better choices. It's fundamental to the brain's learning system, helping us adapt and grow. To improve your risk-taking, first identify your default tendencies, whether you need to slow down or speed up. Then focus on controlling environmental factors, prepare thoroughly for contingencies, recognize how social groups influence your decisions, apply self-regulation techniques when emotions run high, and view failure as valuable data rather than defeat. Healthy risk-taking isn't about dramatic feats. It's about stepping outside your comfort zone to explore options that foster learning and growth. The goal is challenging yourself enough to gather knowledge that improves your brain's prediction capabilities. With self-awareness and understanding of environmental influences, you can leverage risk to achieve greater success in what matters most. Remember, knowing is half the battle. The other half is having the courage to act.